last year. Eric returned to play baseball in the spring, as well as Tyler. And Eric has accepted a scholarship to Beloit College, where he'll be playing in the baseball team, too. So.
But,
wow, what a great grass section. Man, they're good.
Oh, it's going to be a minute. We're about to go to station ID, but we're going to wait till Waukesha South comes by. See a lot of great people here, a lot of friends, a lot of familiar faces. Go Shirts! Great to see everybody. Black's your name. The Teague's family will be on another float later. So, Merry Christmas, Dan Schreier, athletic director. Speak into the mic here, Dan.
Thanks everybody for coming out. What a great event. We really appreciate all the support.
Thanks so much.
Thanks,
Merry Christmas,
terrific.
Dan Schreier, athletic director. Blake. We'll see you Tuesday night. Merry Christmas. Oh, that's County Executive Paul Farrell and his wife Amy.
Yes.
I brought my Santa hat this year. Remember, I marched behind you. Come say hi real quick.
Don't forget to swing by Sound Tuesday night for the basketball
game.
Well,
we'll be broadcasting. Yeah, against Wendell. Thanks so much. Merry Christmas. This has been so wonderful.
Yes, and this is getting a strong reception in the parade.
I love it. Thanks so much.
Yes.
Good to see you.
Amy Farrell and County Executive Paul Farrell. Merry Christmas. That was really great of them to stop by. All right, real quick, station identification. Kelvin. Make it snappy, please.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Okay, and we're back, and we just said hello to Mrs. Amy Farrell, wife of County Executive Paul Farrell. And now we have a blue truck with blue lights.
Bobblehead. Stronger together.
It's a Waukesha. Tyler Pudliner, yeah! Buddy, great to see you. His mom, Katie, all right. Hey, oh, thank you so much. I got a candy cane from. So this is Waukesha Strong. Here comes TMJ again. Waukesha Blazers baseball. Love it. Yes. I'm a Blazer family, many years.
The Blazers right here.
Albanese's Roadhouse. Joe Albanese. Great. Hey, Justin Ben Dixon. All right, Merry Christmas. Great crew. Ryan Peterson. All right. Great to see you. Merry Christmas. The Blazers, as you know, is Jackson Sparks' team. So. Obviously, Jackson's well represented here, and his family.
And
I know
wonderful
mom and dad
to
were
see.
There. Yeah,
wonderful
so
to see that.
That was fantastic.
Yep. Very heartwarming. Yep.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks. New Roofs Incorporated, new floors. So Joe Albanese is considered the greatest catcher in Blazer history. One of our sponsors, Albanese's Roadhouse, would have to mention that. Joe grew up in Banting Park where the Blazers were born. When they were the Banting Park Blazers.
Right.
New Roofs, Inc. Thank you so much for supporting the parade.
A very shiny truck here in the parade tonight.
Milestone Pediatrics is the next exhibitor, the next marching group.
That's a very colorful Christmas lights
there sure is, yeah,
on everybody in this parade, including this next group here.
I'm still kind of basking from the Blazers. That was really nice to have them come by or see them.
That was. The Christmas tree necklaces, they're very pretty.
Merry Christmas to you
as well.
Merry Christmas,
yes, Merry Christmas, thank you.
Christmas, beautiful. Got their red hats on.
Got the Santa hats on. It was great to see Amy Farrell, because when I marched behind her and her husband with Mayor Riley and Alderperson Wilson, she lent me and the mayor Christmas hats. So here comes the Waukesha County Board. A couple former Waukesha Alders, my predecessors. Larry Nelson, he should be in there somewhere. Merry Christmas. I see the new Alder person from, I forget
how are
the
you?
Name,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And again, they don't have
a
band,
Larry Nelson
but nonetheless.
There on the far right? Okay, all right. Give them our best. No Paul Decker either, right. I see.
But all Santa hats. All Santa hats. No band. No band from the county board, but they'll work on that for future parades.
Yes,
perhaps.
That's right. Yep.
Right? We'll see if that's a part of their future.
I know their boss gets a big dump truck following them. You know, you'd figure the board would want some, you know. They need to fight and get a little more budget
for entertainment.
Maybe that
needs to be on the agenda for the next board
that's
meeting.
It, yeah.
They can talk about their presentation in the future, in the 2023.
Terry, was Terry there, my predecessor in the council? He's my county supervisor now. What? I don't know if I saw him. Hey, there he is. That looks like Mr. Crowley, another county supervisor. Yeah, it is. Good to see you, Mike. So, yeah, there's Paul Decker.
That's right. Hey, Paul.
County president.
That's
good to right. see you. Paul, do you have a minute to say hi? All right. Paul Decker, it's been too long. Really glad to have you. Remember former Alderman Don
yes.
Brown? Yeah.
Nice to see you.
U.S. Attorney James right. Santel.
Bill, how are you? Yeah, good to see you.
Well, we're good. We're really proud to be part of the parade this year. Support from all members of the county board throughout the county, letting these people walk Shawnee are with you. And we're proud to support you this past year.
Sounds great. Well, we appreciate you stopping by. We'll let you catch up. And
okay.
Right. Merry
good,
Christmas
good
to you, Paul Decker.
You.
Yeah.
Happy
thank
holidays.
You.
Merry Christmas to you as
Merry
well.
Sounds great.
Thanks
again.
So much.
Merry Christmas,
very good.
Paul Decker, good. County Supervisor.
Take care.
Love it. So, oh, look at that Century Fence.
Right.
Boy, that looks like a lot of a lot of equipment there to maintain. And they got a guy in the soundboard. Is
right,
that music
right.
or is he? Oh, he's controlling it. Okay.
Right. Wet paint.
Wet paint.
In case,
right.
Just in case
there
someone is inclined to touch, it's wet paint.
Hey, when Mayor Riley was on the show yesterday, he said everyone has to see the lights in downtown Waukesha, the blue lights. They lit them on Friday. So we have to come back and see that. So great flatbed from Century Fence as I spill some hot chocolate on me.
Some inflatables as
got
well,
Mickey
but also
and Olaf
the,
again. Britton,
the Christmas
thank you for,
tree yep. and
a snowman and is that Rudolph on the other side?
Looks to be.
Oh, your run of the mill reindeer.
There you go, and they're fully inflated and bringing more Christmas cheer to this wonderful parade this evening.
So Shore West, Waukesha West office. If they really want to get a strong reception, they need a Waukesha South office, right? With a big black shirt logo.
Yes, sir.
Great to see them here, though. Looking very dignified.
It's another
they got
big
the standard
troop coming
wave.
Down
yeah.
Right,
the
right.
Here.
Shore West truck, and they got a little flatbed with a play car. Yeah, it's like a children's play center.
And a very festive float right behind their
looks
truck,
like a,
right?
Yeah, looks like it might be a little drawing, you
right,
know?
Right. Little house, a little place that you
little
can
car,
buy through their
play
realty
car,
company.
Fisher Price.
Oh, right. The size right. of my first house, Dan.
Yeah. Oh, we got some handouts here. Thank you.
Christmas.
All right.
Thank you
Christmas
so much.
Mint. Wow. Johnny, can I give you one?
Sure.
All right.
Getting
why
more
not?
Good
party,
things
yep.
right here on the parade route.
Jim, did you get one?
I did
you
not, but I'm going to steal one out of your pocket
here
in the future.
Go.
Here
yep.
we go. All
That's
right.
It.
Very good.
All right.
Thanks so much, Don. Some
so we got a
little bit
a,
of sugar here. And
this is the Liberty Dance Center, another great dance center, another Waukesha fixture.
Merry Christmas,
ladies.
Merry Christmas.
Wonderfully choreographed once again.
Look at this. Up.
I just love
blue.
All the little ones.
Really cute scarves.
Oh, sweatshirts right. and scarves.
White scarf with red holly. Love it. And some singing, too.
Young
Johnny,
people up front,
words?
Parents, moms, dads, aunts and uncles
Christmas.
Following
yeah,
right behind.
Look at that. Yeah, I love it. It's a family thing. Oh, look at that. Oh, handouts.
Right.
And they passed
right.
us up again.
Right,
wow.
Right.
That,
we're probably too old, Don.
People.
That's
yeah.
probably what they're saying.
Yep.
No, none for those folks.
Yep. And then there's the Republican Party of
Republican
Waukesha
Party
County.
Of Waukesha
yeah.
County. So the Democrats I mean, earlier, and now the
now
Republicans are coming through.
Obviously
so.
Very established here right. in the county for many years.
Bipartisan representation
yep.
here, right?
Yep,
right.
good to see it. And spoiler alert, you've got the
right.
the
Merry Christmas to you.
Guys. Yep. Right. Hey, great to see you. Merry Christmas. Corey. On the council, from the school board. Corey right. just come by.
And they have got an appropriately adorned a Republican elephant
Waukesha
there
strong.
On
yep.
their
yep.
float.
So, hey, Corey, Merry Christmas.
How are you?
Great to
Merry
see
Christmas
right.
to you.
Girl Scouts of Wisconsin, Southeast, all right. Oh, you're with them, okay. With the GOP, good to see you. All right. Yay, Girl Scouts, great job.
Merry Christmas, Girl Scouts.
Love it.
More Waukesha blue in this next
yep.
float, Don.
I'm trying to figure out who it is. We got a red big pickup, big
and
pickup.
And some birds of peace as well.
Birds of peace, I love that.
Being animated, yeah. some very young people
yeah,
who are
young,
joyfully
yep,
making those
it.
Birds
Thank
fly.
You, Merry Christmas. Showing a lot of hearts. Love it. Let
and a
there
wonderful
be peace
home
on
creation
Earth. Let it
of
begin with
the,
us.
The
I love
sphere
it.
Of Earth there,
Thank
right?
Thank you. Merry Christmas. That's wonderful.
Peace on Earth.
Beautiful float. That may be my vote for best. The Girl Scouts of Wisconsin.
Absolutely, right?
Might have the best float.
You can tell it's homemade
it really well
and
done, yeah.
Lots
a lot of
hours put into that.
Mosquito shield has come by right. with a handout. Nice.
Thank you so much.
The most mosquito shield, a very cool truck with a superhero on it. Home Federal Savings Bank sponsor is coming through. And the North Star Band, led by Tom Battersby, who was my guest last summer at the Farmers Market, along with two members of his team. So they got the banner. They got kind of their own honor guard. That's it. There's Tom Battersby. Merry Christmas,
Mike.
Tom.
Mike.
How are you?
Good. Say Merry Christmas to the crowd.
Hey,
Tom Battersby. Good to see you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, congrats on another great season. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
Tom Battersby, great to see you. Thank you. All right. Let's see if my nephew's
spectacular
here.
Band.
Great band, yeah.
They got it going on in the band.
Good crew. Well, I don't see my nephew, but I see his mom.
All right. She must be there somewhere, Don,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, Bruno,
right,
yeah.
Right?
Brilliant musicians.
Right.
So.
And Don, I know I've said this before, but once again, look at that wonderful moon that is sort of illuminating once again all of Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Pretty
darn close, right?
Yeah.
Holy cow, look at this one.
Wow, there's a big globe coming behind us. So this banner says, "We are Waukesha strong, peace on earth," a very common theme along with the Grinch. As we get a closer look, they have four people manning this banner. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
I love it. Merry Christmas. Great work. So this next float.
And a globe that almost rivals that of the Girl Scouts that we saw
just a
few moments ago.
It's gigantic.
Same kind of concept, but
peace
also.
Peace on earth, neon and cursive.
Reaffirming peace on earth.
Blue hearts.
People's Park.
People's Park. I was told about this, and this would be the real. Maybe the darling of the
ball. That's just gorgeous.
It really is.
That float can
appear anywhere. And,
it sure is.
And looks really great.
Yeah, what a great message.
We love
too.
Waukesha. People's Park and Oscars. Oscars there on 164 as you get off the highway.
Great frozen
and People's
custard
Park
once
here
again.
In downtown on Main Street. Highly recommend a dining experience at People's Park. Edward Jones is another sponsor. So great seeing a big outfit like that with a global reach.
Right.
Supporting our Waukesha parade.
So which one of you guys would like to try this thing? I would like to try this thing.
I don't have to nominate you.
You're going to be my nominee for this.
How do you describe this, Johnny?
Get one of them.
They're like circular.
Combination unicycle.
Unicycle and, yeah, in the wheel.
Electrified scooter.
Yeah.
It's about a four-foot wheel.
No, Earl, you're not getting on that.
No.
You're not going to accept that invitation. All right.
It's like he's riding in a big.
Next Christmas parade. We'll get you out there. We'll expect to see you on that then.
And SpongeBob SquarePants. Like little motorized, like mini, like for a kid, a go-kart.
That I could do.
A truck shaped, that looks like fun. Love it. It's Johnny
Very
Fist
nice.
Yeah, hey.
Right. What do you call it?
What do you call it?
Monocycle.
A monocycle.
Pretty crazy.
I'm glad to be back here
after last year. It was a crazy scenario, and to be back here having a great time, couldn't be asking for a better day.
That's fantastic.
So guys, enjoy the rest of the parade. Let's have
too.
Some
Merry
fun.
Christmas. Papa Thanks
Wheelie.
A lot. All right, there it is. And this young man, he's been riding around. I don't know if he's with Kiwanis, but he's been circling around.
That's the craziest looking contraption I ever saw.
So the operative word, Kiwanis.walknet.com.
The operative word is young man on that thing.
Yeah.
Another great looking float.
Yes.
See you.
Brought on by some very enthusiastic cheerleaders here doing backflips and forward flips.
Yes. So who is the group? Oh, Carroll University Pioneer. Right. Pom-pom team, I'm guessing. That's great, representing the university very well. You know, I'm still used to calling it Carroll College, Jim, and it's, I'm like, who's
CU?
Still
the same.
I know Carroll University, and it's a fine university.
Right?
It sure is, yep. So the Waukesha County Community Foundation playing a real leadership role in getting the relief funds for the victims, families.
Lots of coordinated efforts for the past year and,
they've done
of course,
great,
in the future.
Great work for our community as members of their team come by.
And yet a third globe of the
Another
entire
globe,
world.
Yeah, yep.
Peace on earth and all
the different
representations.
And then the blue heart with the big circle on it. I think that resembles the memorial, one of the memorials.
It does.
That,
it absolutely does.
This is the Alkhurst Soccer Club.
Merry Christmas to you.
Look at this, A-L-C-I-R. And some of their players are playing with the ball, kicking it around.
We've got all sorts of Santa Clauses.
The Waukesha Christmas Parade has always been a great recruiting tool for a lot of these youth sports clubs.
And playing a little soccer right here on Wisconsin Avenue.
Yeah. Oh, they beat one of the Volunteers.
Right.
And he's getting a fun ribbing from the crowd. So.
You know, you think about the camaraderie that goes into putting these floats together, the amount of hours and time, you know, people giving their time and effort. And
this is a steaming cup.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Absolutely.
The Toffees.
And this is no exception. Look at all of the detail.
Oh, that is an absolutely steaming cup.
I believe that's Christina Toffee and her daughter Agatha, I believe. Chef Jason may be busy in the kitchen if they're open tonight. Over it because they also own Tufty's Table.
The gingerbread men alone.
Yeah.
A lot of activity to put those together,
I'd say the gingerbread house and the men, and so it's a great.
Candy canes.
Wow.
And,
talk about a big.
Right.
Well, think about the man hours that go into that, right?
No doubt.
And the conversations that I had and the friendships that are, that are brought together. Over those kind of volunteer efforts.
That's right.
Working together to make this happen under a deadline.
How do we describe that?
How do we describe that kind of all-terrain vehicle meets urban,
that's it, urban
vehicle
assault,
of some kind?
Salvation Army. Alderman Mike Krazin is one of the managers there from the 1st District. So from Wisconsin and Upper Michigan Division, so they cover a lot of ground.
Important work in all of those areas.
It really is.
Is it just me, or does it look like the crowd is getting bigger around here?
It does seem that way, doesn't it? You would think just the opposite, but
it's
not. It seems to be swelling, if anything, right?
I think people are seeing it on TV or listening to the broadcast and showing up. Like, hey, it's not too late. Let's get down here.
And saying, I want to be a part of that.
Yep.
And I want to be a part of something important.
Well, think about the conversations that will be had on tomorrow after this, right?
Yes.
And ongoing people preparing for the next one.
Yep.
You know, you just don't. The impact that people have had with one another.
Right. You can anticipate even school teachers saying, let's talk about what happened last night in Waukesha, and let's talk about what it means to you.
These are these industrial bins, and I guess they're demonstrating recycling. And
there you go.
I'm believing.
A cleaner.
It looks like the, Salvation Army. Okay, oh, it's donations. I'm sorry. Looking for donations of clothes and all of
those good messages, right?
Gifts for Christmas, I would imagine.
Donations and a good environment,
both. Let's say in front, Kepler. I missed that. The hard banner to read. I'll have to check the schedule. But so it's a pickup truck. And they're handing out stuff,
costuming
lit up stuff bears. Really nice touch. So, who are you with again? Waukesha Salvation Army. Great. So this is
beautiful.
A huge exhibit. I thought they'd already came and went, but
handing out stuffed animals.
Handing out
that
stuffed animals.
Just,
yeah.
That was just a great gesture.
Very nice touch. Some mariachi dancers, I believe. 4-H. There is still an agriculture tradition here in City of Waukesha.
Another beautiful Christmas tree right here in Wisconsin Avenue. Lots of youth here, too, as well.
Yeah, with the green and white trademark 4-H colors on their scarves. It's a great look.
Merry Christmas to all of you.
They've thrown some candy out, so always a great time. Yep. Very pleased. Merry Christmas. Love it. Wow.
Here's what I've been waiting on.
4-H, very well represented.
Cousin subs.
That's right,
Where are they?
And
right here.
They do not seem to be passing out supplies tonight. No
big shout out
tonight.
To Allie Lascano, their general manager here for many of their locations. And a great outfit there. Yeah, they got their own sub man.
Right.
That's very cool.
Got a mascot who's a submarine sandwich here.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got something in his pocket. So
they departed from the Grinch team.
Right.
So it's good to see.
Right.
Christian Education Leadership Academy wishing us a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Yep. And they got a big lion there on the top of the, is that the Lion King?
Yes, yeah, Lion King.
There we go.
So,
I
love it.
Very
all
big,
that green
glorious
is yours.
Lion.
I would want
beautiful
that
lion,
job.
Yeah.
This is the right time to have that job.
And they've got an nativity scene. They've got a nativity scene. That's beautiful. We've got Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. And I think the wise men are there's an angel.
The nativity scene.
Yeah, great nativity scene. Great touch.
Wonderful
Merry
to
Christmas.
See the involvement of young people.
Yep.
And
Reminds me of one of my favorite episodes of, what was the Larry David show on HBO?
Yes, right.
He gets into a fight with Joseph by
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He announces his attraction to the living mayor. This is the real Joseph's wife.
This is clearly one of the longest parades I've been a part of.
Right.
And it's still coming.
It is.
What's that?
God bless everyone everywhere.
Yeah, no doubt.
And again, note the number of young people who are along the sidewalks here continuing to observe this wonderful event.
Yeah. This is Jones Logistics. They've got Santa on a sled diving forward. They got some penguins.
Right.
Some Christmas trees. They're throwing out some candy for kids of all ages. Oh, look at that.
Look, and a perfect
and their scales,
catch.
Yeah.
And not one, not two, not three, but four Christmas trees.
How about it?
Four Generac Christmas trees.
Powering it smart. Generac, one of the huge corporate leaders in Waukesha, making their presence known. So it's great. We got a Christmas tree hat from Generac. That's terrific.
Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You. Merry Christmas. Next is the Revolution Twirling Club. We're going to see some twirls.
And they are twirling.
One's flames and the other is blue lights. Yeah, they really are flames.
I can't get you out there, Earl. Do some twirling with us.
Yeah,
be there.
They're
twirling tonight. Okay. Again, next year. Next year. Lots of expectations on the list are over next year.
Yes, sir.
Look at this. With the burning light. Love it.
Woo! Boy, that was good.
That is very impressive. A car is all decked out blue. We got some handouts. Let's see what they're handing out here. I bet it's another dance group.
Tremendous choreography as before.
This is RTC. Is that your club? Okay.
Thank you.
Revolution Twirling Club, of course. The Revolution will not be televised, but you can catch it here in the Walk Radio broadcast. Revolution Twirling Club.
I'm just so impressed by all the little kids. I mean,
these almost perform right for us.
Look at the, I mean, they're like 5 years and under of these folks. Wow.
Waukesha, strong. So, Merry Christmas. So, they're holding hearts with letters that spell
Merry
Waukesha
Christmas.
Strong.
And they still keep coming.
Right. Yeah, we got a young
and more inflatables. Look at this.
Is that a young
almost
elf or
dancing Santa Claus
with a Santa
is coming
hat? Yeah.
around the corner.
I love it. Oh, he's got big earmuffs. Love it. Staying cozy. Wow, a lot of Olafs and snowmen. Oh, just mostly snowmen. So this is the why. Pals forever, friendship always. The Waukesha YMCA. Great representation here. This is fantastic.
Maybe I'm watching that YMCA. It's reminding me that I do have a membership in what you do there. I forgot.
You got
it,
a lot of great things.
maybe it'll remind me to go back.
That's it.
So you're prepared next year for the trip. That's your point, right?
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Good to see you, Jeff.
A large
all right.
scheme
after the,
to
Christmas
Jeff
season.
Fortin, senior city planner, just came by to wish us Merry Christmas. He's marching along with the YMCA. I love it. So Bonafide Security Solutions.
Oh, got a little guy
with a young man at the wheel there.
Yeah,
love it.
Right.
Yep. Lock safes, access control, video alarms.
Good.
So hey, and I wonder if they left a card here at the studio after the events of October 31st.
Right. Yeah. Right. So got another Grinch strapped to the back of that float.
Look at
this
that.
This one's an inflatable.
A big truck here. Almost a semi, Bonafide.
So is this a 50?
Safe.com. Safe.com.
55.4.
Oh, wow. 55.4. Yeah, is that what you're guessing?
I'm guessing.
And you like, how would you describe that blue? Like ocean blue or a?
Yeah.
It's really nice. Almost a powder blue.
Yeah.
Classic color.
You know, the thing is, I remember those cars.
Sure.
And the fins, right? The fins
the
on
fins,
them, too.
Yeah, yeah. Got an American flag on there.
You ever own a car like that, Earl?
Yeah. That's my point. I remember them.
Yeah.
Fondly.
I think that's a Thunderbird dude.
Yeah. 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 We do have some other more contemporary vehicles. A red Mustang.
Santa hats on.
Well, we know what that sounds like. Yeah. We know what that is.
Right.
And
no
he's
doubt.
Got the convertible down. He's a
we
real trooper.
Yeah. So now we got a classic car. What year did we think this was? This is another, maybe in the teens?
We'll have to ask Crude. He probably would know. He was around
a little more than 100 years old,
yeah.
I suspect.
Yeah. And that's like a dark blue.
Oh, it's beautiful
kind of,
to look at it.
Yeah.
Really well.
With a ragtop, too. It looks like.
Yeah.
Although, did they do convertibles back? I think they all were, yeah, back in the day.
And it's still coming. Huh?
So, yep, the next exhibit coming around the corner.
Christmas tree is coming here.
Yep, another Christmas tree with blue lights. And more families crossing the street looking for a more advantageous spot. And from a distance, it says Dance Tracks. So another, looks like could be another dance troupe. They've got a classic car. Talk about Fins. That's another 50s vehicle, right Earl?
Right.
Yeah, I was born in the 50s.
One of my favorite police songs.
I was a child. Right.
You read about some of these things in books, right, Earl? You learned about history of
contrary
cars.
Contrary to popular belief.
At some point not too long ago.
I didn't own one.
Two young ladies decked in blue lights holding the banner for
Merry
Dance
Christmas
Tracks.
To you.
All right, so what kind of vehicle is this, Earl?
It's another Ford.
Another Ford. Ford from the 50s.
Again, some Fins. This one's
and,
black.
And they're teaching the community to dance since 1985. Julie Juliana Chucka, if I pronounce that second part of the
listen to it, but she's purring.
And it's almost like a, what do they call this, El Torino, where they got the back?
Yeah,
so they got the tree sitting on
Cheryl
with blue lights. So here we go. These must be the dance tracks. They got like wings.
Wow, they got like capes or something.
Wings like capes.
Some choreographed dancing going on right here in Wisconsin.
Nice. Yeah, like some street ballet.
Look at their faces.
That's a really nice touch here. Yep.
Yeah.
Smiley.
So, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all of you.
This is a great look here. So I'm assuming this is still with the dance tracks, but there's quite a space between them and the truck. So.
Plenty of room for dancing.
Plenty of room for dancing.
Just in case Earl wants to get out there and dance.
That's it, yeah. We have another honor guard coming by.
Very good.
U.S. Marines, I think.
Is this the U.S. Marines? I love it.
Tremendous.
Again, big shout out to County Supervisor Terry Thieme, the former alderman of District 1 before I became alderman, now Mike Cruzine. Terry was a proud Marine. Distinguished career in the Marines before becoming a Waukesha police officer.
The Bell
so
Ambulance.
Thank you for your service. Absolutely. Where would we be without the Marines?
Well, in a world of hurt.
Sponsorship
Sponsorship
from the Bell Ambulance. And some more candy comes by. I think it's courtesy of Bell Ambulance. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Oh, look at this classic.
That's a beautiful, beautiful
vehicle. What year do you think that ambulance is from? The 40s?
40s. 30s? Yeah. Yeah. The 40s.
Right. Love it.
Has that
great touch.
Sort of they got a well-decked World out War II look to it.
Yep.
Great vehicle.
And yeah, also it really the beautiful is. Look at
the Bell Ambulance and the more contemporary Bell Ambulance.
Right.
Orange and blue. And they're followed by our fellow tenants here in the NAMI building, a parade sponsor, NAMI. United for Waukesha.
National Association of the Mentally Ill.
That's right.
Happy holidays to you as well.
And as you know, NAMI started in Madison, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. This is a Wisconsin-born organization that's now national and does wonderful things to advocate for better mental health support and services.
Tremendous impact countrywide.
That's correct. They're right upstairs from us, Don, at the radio station.
And many of them are at the Healing Hearts tent at the park, Calvert Park. The Library Park.
Right.
Color Park, excuse me. God, I'm losing it.
You've got lots of candy being distributed.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
Starburst. Yeah, I'm going to have to commandeer one of those.
Right.
This is Moreland. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Moreland.
Is that a faith community or a healthcare center? I'm trying to think. Merry Christmas.
Right.
Hey. I'm sorry. No.
I'm scolding you
for missing the Starburst I got for you.
Lots of candy being distributed.
It looks like grannies.
As the parade continues.
More grannies. I love it. No, this is Wisconsin. Straighten out. Oh, he's going both. Okay. The Wisconsin.
Diamond Dancers, maybe? Or what do we got there?
The Diamond Dancers. And that's WisconsinDiamondDancers.com. And they've got the classic Mariah Carey song, her version of All I Want for Christmas.
And illuminated costumes, Don.
Yep.
Earl, they look like they're in our generation.
So there looks like they're a rival of Dancing Grannies, I think. Yep. And they're decked out in these really cute white
coats. You know what we need? We need Dancing grandparents and granddads.
That's right. That could be a walk.
Let me know
that could be a walk radio, Brandon. Yeah.
Love it. There are a lot of things that are left for next year's parade, right? It just gets more and more numerous.
They're going to give the dancing grannies a run for their money. I think a dance off is in order. Just
I
like
think so too.
Yeah.
I'm nominating Earl to be the head of that.
It's a dance off. Love it as they're trailed by a truck. So, another is there another pregnant pause or do we have some? Can I see the schedule, please, Earl?
Over there.
Let's see where the Diamond Dancers are. No, looks like we still. Let's see. No, we're still waiting. Yeah, no, we just saw Nami.
And this crowd not diminishing at all.
Yeah, so I don't know, Fred. No, Diamond Dancers. We still have the U.S. Post Office. We have Reindeer Games, the Freeman.
Not at all.
A Santa float sponsored by the Freeman. And Scout Troop 159 is the cleanup crew. And then the City of Waukesha Police Cruiser. So, yeah, we're very near the tail end. And I could not, as someone that was here last year, I could not be more grateful for what has been a really, really festive and tasteful.
And Earl, the mayor was telling you yesterday on your wonderful program that there were 80 entrants, is that correct, into this parade?
Yeah, which
and they had to turn people away, is
yeah,
that right? Because
right,
there's
right.
so much enthusiasm, wanting to be a part of this.
But you look at the turnout, right, it's right. like they could have added another 20 more.
Absolutely.
And like I said, and the weather has been very cooperative.
Right.
You know, I've been some years where I spent most of it inside.
Sure, sure, so, right, right, and not tonight. And again,
yep.
the crowd has remained pretty thick here on
yep.
Wisconsin Avenue,
yep.
even as
so,
these last floats come through and
our U.S. Postal Service
continues.
And, I like to borrow from one of my favorite Kevin Costner movies that's
right.
not as well known.
Right.
Ride, postman!
Right.
You hear me? I said ride!
United Woo! States Postal Service.
Since 1783, right. Right. one of the great American institutions.
One of my former clients represented them routinely in federal court in my former incarnation in the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Nice.
United States Postal Service.
I love it.
Along
so
with their
far,
own canines
yep.
who are also delivering
they got
the
their
mail
own canines,
tonight.
Yeah, helping with the mail. Love it. So,
what is their slogan? Rain or shine, sleet or snow?
Neither rain nor snow nor sleet nor hail
no,
will stop
the winds of change
from yeah,
our nation challenge.
How could I remember something
stop us
that's,
from the swift completion
archaic.
Of our signed task? Love it.
Right. Here we
hey,
are.
Hey, Merry Christmas. We right. got up.
Yep. Tell us about the Postal yeah. Service and why you're here tonight.
We are here to support the community because we are the community. We touch
Wonderful.
Every single person in the community 6 days a week.
Right.
And we are so happy to be able to do that through the pandemic and every day.
Right.
We
sure.
are the United States Postal Service.
I love it.
I have always said
Can
it's
you
one
give
of the most
us
remarkable
motto again?
Things. Right?
Neither rain, nor
neither rain awesome. Sleet, snow, nor dark of night shall stay these carriers from their appointed rounds.
Love
and
it.
Ever.
Only somebody.
Well,
yeah. Only somebody
so
will be part of the
Postal Service. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. USPS since 1783. And they
and
got
the
mail truck
the,
coming
the truck
by.
Coming through,
yep,
maybe
so
delivering
not,
some mail.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe Johnny's some of Johnny's mail has got to be delivered
what
yet tonight.
That
so that's
yeah.
coming through.
So.
Wow, look at the size of
we
it.
We got some more parade participants walking by, keeping up. Thank right. you.
Hi
Merry
there.
Christmas.
How are you tonight?
Hi
Merry
there.
Christmas. Great to see you.
Christmas.
I love it. So
that guy looks like he should play Santa.
Yeah.
He was perfect.
You know, that's why I thought
hey,
it was.
Hey, there's some reindeer.
Here come the reindeer. Wow, real reindeer.
Jim, Earl, look at them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's get them up on the roof.
We do have real
wow.
reindeer.
Well, the hunting season is over, right?
We hope.
Oh,
we hope,
yeah.
right?
Gun season
oh,
for
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
gun season, all right.
What spectacular animals.
Beautiful animals.
Majestic
yeah.
and gorgeous.
Yeah, they really
you got
are.
It.
You know,
you know, I always thought they were bigger than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, me too. I was just going to yeah. comment there.
Well, they have to fly, Earl.
No,
they
yeah.
have to fly, so
well,
we know
true.
That
they keep
they're
their
both land and airborne, too. So look at those gorgeous animals.
Well, we know the
yeah,
weather
yeah,
doesn't
nice.
Impact them.
The reindeer. Nice. So it,
oh, and look what's coming around the corner.
I say no Christmas parade is complete without a visit from our old friend, the Saint from Mara. St. Nicholas himself, Santa Claus.
Outstanding.
And the Jackson 5 on the can are regaling us with Santa Claus is coming to town. This is brought to you by our other media neighbors, the Waukesha Freeman.
The press
hey, big
is
shout
alive
out
and
to
wild.
Russ, the photographer, who gave me his roster at the Kettle Moraine game on Friday night. So,
free
Russ,
press.
If you're out there, yep, thank you, yep.
First Amendment stuff
that's right
there in Waukesha.
Theodore Yeomans. Waukesha
Merry
Freeman,
Christmas.
Another Waukesha institution. Probably as old as the city of Waukesha.
Right, there's Santa bringing up the rear.
There, here comes Santa, boy, and Mrs. Claus.
Mrs. Claus.
And it is exactly what you would expect. The flatbed float has, looks like four reindeer.
You know, he looks pretty grand,
he's
too.
A big, he's got a big
grand.
Red great stage.
Right.
He's got a throne for him and his wife.
Santa
a lover's
part.
Throne, if you will.
Right, right. Right. And a bag full of
bag
gifts.
Bag full of gifts.
For all of
Mrs.
us.
Mrs. Claus,
for
Merry Christmas.
Us.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Claus.
Merry Christmas. So, this is fantastic. Well, folks.
Merry Christmas, Santa Claus.
That is the official end of the 59th annual Waukesha Christmas Parade. And really, it went out. It went out without a hitch.
It did.
God,
it was really
it's been a
festive
blast.
Atmosphere. Yeah.
It's been a
beautiful
blast.
Night.
I'm happy that I was a part of it. And thanks
same
to Civic
here.
Media.
We're so glad you could make it out,
thanks
Earl.
Thanks to Civic
Waukesha
Media.
Strong, Waukesha, Waukesha back. Waukesha, right?
Yes. Waukesha strong, Waukesha back. That is so true.
Where?
This has been wonderful.
What a so pleasant, gorgeous evening it has been.
Yep. So yeah. I got to ask, can I steal the mic, Jim? Hey, Britton, can you come back? How was the parade? Can you come tell us about it?
It was good.
Let's say it again. How was the parade?
I really liked it.
Oh, good.
Favorite part, Britton, was?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful stuffed animal you got
is that
there.
Is that the gift you got? Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's cool. Neat, right?
Yeah.
That's terrific.
It's,
so
it's probably hard to keep them on the ground.
That's right. Yeah, they did a good job with that. So have you thought more about what you'd like for Christmas?
Yes.
Okay.
I want a giant squishmallow.
A giant squishmallow. I love it. That's a right good time for a squishmallow. So fantastic. Well, Britton, thanks for joining us today. Thanks to your big brother Jax and your mom and
whole family.
We're really glad you could make it. Yeah. So
Merry Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, so thank you. So, yeah, we're looking at some other folks walking out of the parade. You know, I think really it's it for us. If there's any, unless there's any families or sponsors that we'd love to reconnect with.
I think we connected with most of the sponsors here today, and I want to thank all those folks and also everyone at Civic Media. Just it was a great event. What a heartwarming, special thing they put together for us. And thank you, Don, and
thank you,
Jim.
And Jim.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for joining us. Yeah, we're really grateful
great
for the support
and friends here
from Civic
and,
Media. Mike Crute came all the way from Madison. Yep. I think he might come out for a farewell.
Roxanne came from Madison.
Roxanne, our new sales manager. Corey from Baraboo, perhaps the MVP.
Yeah,
he's got a station to run over there. The only music station in our portfolio. And he came here and really did a lot of the heavy lifting. Calvin, our engineer. Connor, who gave us a lot of multimedia.
A collaborative effort.
Here's Mike Crute back to celebrate. Well, he's going to go with the headphones.
All right.
He's a football coach like me. So, and he's got the naughty. The hat has changed to naughty. So a lot's happened since we saw him last.
How are we doing, team?
We're doing excellent
good. Work. I saw Mrs. Claus. I thought you nearly enticed her off the floor.
We almost did. We almost did. She had a bag full of gifts. We thought some of those might be for you, Mike, but apparently not.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate the entire team here helping us do this very special event broadcast, WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Gentlemen, I tell you what, Calvin, you've got a little reminder of all the fine sponsors. Let's go there now.
Let's
take a little break, and then we'll come back and say goodbye from Wisconsin Avenue in Waukesha.
Yeah.
You are listening to very special live coverage, the Waukesha Christmas Parade 1 year later. The clauses have gone by, but we'll wrap up soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mike.
This special live coverage of the 59th annual Waukesha Christmas Parade is sponsored by Albanese's Roadhouse, an authentic Italian family restaurant, sports bar, and grill in Waukesha. Fully promoted, your local branded apparel and promotional products team. Buddy's Burgers and Custard, serving up fresh custard, homemade burgers, and much more in Waukesha. Planned Parenthood, empowering all individuals to manage their sexual health through patient services. Waukesha Auto Repair with mufflers and pipes, offering a full range of services to vehicle owners in the Waukesha and surrounding Lake Country area. And Mia's Kitchen and Pizzeria, fine cuisine and cocktails served in a lively, kid-friendly setting in downtown Waukesha. And it's brought to you by the Civic Media Radio Network and your local stations, the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Okay, we're back one last time live and local again. Want to thank everybody, Civic Media, the City of Waukesha, everybody who put together a wonderful event. The sponsors we had just mentioned, and I learned a lot about them tonight. I didn't know Mia's had new ownership, and really looking forward to see what new twist Bo's going to make there under his regime, if you will. Buddy's Burgers taking over for Murph's, an institution there. Looking forward to checking out their custard and their burgers.
As am I.
You know, Albanese's Roadhouse. Yeah, we were really bummed we missed Joe, but Joe was also well represented here by the Blazers, and we're going to have to head over to Albanese's real soon.
Sure.
Planned Parenthood. There's really great education there, too, from Allison and all the wonderful things they're doing for families here. And really being a part of the community as a Main Street, a true Main Street organization. So, and who did I miss there, Johnny?
Fully Promoted.
Fully Promoted. Yeah, what a great concept.
They did a great job.
Yeah, I'd love to learn
so
more about them.
They do so much good work with the folks around here.
So they sure did.
Yep. Waukesha Auto Repair, mufflers and pipes.
So, and before I forget, please join us Tuesday night at 6:30. The coverage begins. It's the Waukesha Blackshirts look to add to their 1-1 record, playing Whitnall, led by Austin Hero. One of the great high school phenoms in the state, younger brother of Tyler Hero, the Miami Heat. So that's going to be a pretty exciting game.
Good pedigree in that family is what you're saying, Don.
Sure, yeah, no doubt. So it's going to be a real fun game.
Well, Don, thank you. Don Brown, the Alder for Life right here in Waukesha. Thank you, Johnny Watermelon. Thank you, of course, former U.S. attorney
James Santel.
Host of Morning Cannolis, James Santel. Thank you to Roxanne Charles.
Yes.
Thank you to Earl Ingram Jr. I saw he had his son Jamari out here today. And thank you all, of course, for listening and being a part of this broadcast. On behalf of Civic Media, I'm Mike Groot. Want to thank you all, wishing you all Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Please keep listening. WAUK 540 AM, proud to bring you very special live broadcasts like this one.
Thanks again, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
good night,
everybody.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Here comes our postal worker.
This special live coverage of the 59th annual Waukesha Christmas Parade is sponsored by Albanese's Roadhouse, an authentic Italian family restaurant, sports bar, and grill in Waukesha. Fully Promoted, your local branded apparel and promotional products team. Buddy's Burgers and Custard, serving up fresh custard, homemade burgers, and much more in Waukesha. Planned Parenthood, empowering all individuals to manage their sexual health through patient services. Waukesha Auto Repair with mufflers and pipes, offering a full range of services to vehicle owners in the Waukesha and surrounding Lake Country area. And Mia's Kitchen and Pizzeria, fine cuisine and cocktails served in a lively, kid-friendly setting in downtown Waukesha. And it's brought to you by the Civic Media Radio Network and your local stations, the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. A fine guest joining us right now, live via Zoom from Georgia. He is Rick Smith from The Rick Smith Show, a host. You can find him here right on the Civic Media Network. Tune him in 8 to 10 p.m. almost every night, unless you get preempted by a little, basketball or something, Rick, a couple of markets, but every night, everywhere else, it's Rick Smith, the only guy I know who probably logged more miles than me this summer. Rick, how you doing, man?
Hey, Rick.
I'm doing great. Angry, very angry in this moment. I gotta start with anger.
Just reacting. Rick, tell us how you're feeling about congressional insertion, apparently at the directive of Joe Biden. I
I'm not happy about it. Dom doesn't seem too happy. How are you feeling, Rick?
This was a moment for the talk to be the walk. This was a moment for Democrats to step forward and actually be the party of working people, and they failed us. Look, nobody wanted a strike. There was never going to be a strike, but the messaging that comes out of this, that we're going to run two separate bills, the one that ultimately passed and the one that was performative, was extremely predictable, and it's angering. This is the kind of stuff that I expect from Democrats when I say, look, I want a street fighter. I want somebody who's going to get in and fight for me and fight for working people. And here's another example of Democrats holding someone's coat when there's a fight. And I'm telling you, I'm ticked.
I don't want to pick out old scabs, but once upon a time, Barack Obama promised the people here in the state of Wisconsin, the uprising was happening in reaction to Scott Walker's attack on public sector unions, and eventually got around to sticking it to the private sector unions. But Obama said he was going to come and march with us, stand with us, and he did not, sir. And I think a lot of locals have never forgotten, Rick.
No, look here, I'm in Georgia to talk to union members to get them out to vote for Raphael Warnock in this runoff election. All day today, all I have heard is that they feel that they've been let down. That, you know, Joe Biden, again, honestly, still the most pro-union president of my lifetime. But this was a mistake. Look, as I said, they were never going to strike. They were never going to be allowed to strike because these railroads have gotten so big. They are so powerful that shutting them down would be catastrophic for the economy. So I think the conversation we should be having is twofold. One, the strike situation isn't the employees. It's the railroads' fault. It's these extraordinarily profitable railroads. Last year, pocketing $23 billion. This year, putting in their pockets in the first three quarters of this year, $22.1 billion with a B. All these workers were asking for were four measly sick days. It would have cost $180 million. A mere fraction of their billions. And you're going to tell me that these railroads can't afford this? No, it's not that they can't afford, it's they refuse to, because this is about power, this is about control, and this is about the railroads flipping off their workers and flipping off our government, knowing that our government was going to bow to them because they have such enormous power. The call from this moment forward, Mike, should be, how do we break these railroads up and put competition back into the railroading industry?
Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Rick Smith joining us. Rick, you know, when you put it like that, it really makes it even sound worse. Okay, so let's get drilled down. You say there was never going to be a chance for a strike. I mean, isn't that the whole point, Rick? I mean, as a laborer, the most leverage you have is withholding your labor. What is the point of a union if you can't go on strike when the majority of people want to?
But look, Don, their hands are tied by the railroad, the Railway Labor Act. The law is what it is. They were never going to be allowed because Congress was going to step in, and they have in the past. The last time it happened was George H.W. Bush back in 91 did the exact same thing. This was predictable. But again, I come back to the untenable, the unwinnable situation that Biden was in. These railroads have so much power. These rail barons have so much influence and power over our economy. They've been gouging our eyes out. And why aren't we hearing that? We're hearing about these four unions who are saying, no, we want sick days. We want some dignity and respect. We want to be able to see our kids. Why is it all the focus on the union and not on these rail barons who are taking their power and abusing it? Because they know, look, I don't want there to be a strike, because I know that hundreds of thousands of workers would have been affected, but I want these guys to get the sick time that they deserve and need. And this could have been a rallying cry. This could have been Biden going out there saying, look, every worker should have the dignity of a paid sick day. Every worker. And we're going to start a movement. We're going to unite both sides so that some nitwit like Marco Rubio can't step in and say, look at me, I'm pro-worker because I'm going to attack the Biden administration and the unions. This is a moment. This could have been a moment that pulled us together.
Well, Bernie Sanders voted nay on this along with Marco Rubio, so strange bedfellows. Warren Buffett apparently bought BNSF back in 2009 for $34 billion. You're going to tell me that, what, these paid sick leave days would cost the industry $180 million, and with over the 20-some billion already this year, they can't find that in the couch cushions, and the Democrats can't you know, push this along, if nothing else, for political reasons. You want to be a friend of labor. Let this thing play out. If you know you're never going to allow them to strike anyway, then let it. Why step in now? Why not let it run its course for at least another week?
And the thing is, you know, you brought up Buffett. One day last week, his wealth went up enough to provide 15 sick days to all of those workers for 2 years. Just one day of his profit increases. That's how paltry their request was. They are not being unreasonable. And look, this is a winning message. Democrats could have picked this mantle up and made this a winning message to make workers' lives better. And they chose to take the route that was the simplest, that was the easiest, and performative. They did what we knew they were going to do. They weren't going to allow them to strike. And then they did this, oh, hey, we're going to have this other bill, knowing that there's no way in hell the Senate's going to vote for that. And we got exactly what we expected.
And Rick, you're in Georgia. Rick Smith, the host of the Rick Smith Show, again, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Civic Media Network. But Rick, you're in Georgia. You follow the circus like Dom and I sometimes do. And the timing of this exacerbates the problem because we are in the midst of a runoff election for the 51st seat of the U.S. Senate. And if Warnock loses, which seems unbelievable, but it's close, it's relatively close. But if
the message that I've been bringing out in this is, and people have been bringing this up to me, I go, the reality is Raphael Warnock is the 51st vote in the Senate, and he would have voted for those workers. He would have voted for those sick days. Herschel Walker, I'm not sure how Herschel Walker would have voted. I'm sure Mitch McConnell would have told him how to vote, which is against the workers. So for me, this is a very simple situation. You got Reverend Warnock, who would support the workers, and Herschel Walker, who wouldn't. But again, I keep coming back to the Democrats. There was an opportunity to play this game right. There was to play this chess game right, to make sure that they were able to, while they're talking the talk, walk the walk. They could have, I don't know, put that into one bill, say, yeah, we're going to make them not strike, but we're going to put those four sick days in there that they requested. We're going to make sure that they get what they need, Mike, and make Republicans vote that down. And then look, if it falls where it falls the day after, and then next week, you go, hey, look, we gave you the chance to vote to make sure that these folks have sick days. We didn't have two bills. We have one. And that's where my frustration lies. They could have had just one bill.
Rick Smith, just to clarify the position of Herschel Walker, I'm pretty sure he's pro-vampire. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got Rick Smith from the Rick Smith Show. I got to lighten it up for just a moment, Rick. I understand you're feeling it, man. And I am feeling it. Dom's feeling it. I bet a lot of the actual hardworking people, similar to yourself, you're a Teamster. You're a truck driver by trade, right, Rick?
Yes.
And similar in nature to the nature of the rail workers. Am I right, or do you not see it as analogous?
No, look, I spend a lot of time driving. I drive a truck into the rail yards. That's what my job is. I go back and forth to the rail yards. And I know these guys. I know the struggles. I know their situations. I know the hours that they have to work. I know the fact that they've cut staff enormously. Thousands of workers have lost their jobs over the last several years. I know that these railroad companies with their precision scheduling railroading have been gouging the eyes of consumers out. I know that they've been lining their pockets. I hear these stories. I hear these people, their struggles, and they're angry. And look, I keep coming back, Democrats, you need to get out of D.C. You need to get Obama's comfortable shoes on, and you need to start walking a mile in these folks' shoes. It's easy to say, oh, just take one for the team. They've been taking one for the team for the last several years, and there's real anger out there. And look, I'm calling for a wildcat strike. If it's me, I'm walking out the door. I'm not showing up on the 9th. I am not doing it.
Rick Smith, how long are you going to be in Georgia? What does your show schedule look like, and what can people expect to hear?
We're here in Georgia through the election. We're broadcasting every night, right here on all the Civic Media stations from 8 to 10 p.m. And, you know, look, what we've been talking about, what I came down here to talk about was the runoff. You know, I wanted to get people stories, but this railroad thing has just, you know, consumed me at this moment because this was a moment. This was a chance for Joe Biden to solidify that most pro-union president. And I'm struggling with it right now. Now, look, I've had insiders tell me, no, Rick, calm down, cool your jets a bit. The president's got a plan. We'll see. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt in this moment, but I'm still angry at the fact that there were two bills, not one. And they went through as expected. And here we are.
Rick Smith, Dominic and I dragged him to a Trump rally. Not the first one I've dragged him to, probably about the, we're getting close to a dozen, I think. But we went to a Trump rally here in the state of Wisconsin before the primary in August. Trump came on behalf of Tim Michaels. The labor, I'm sorry, Rick, I've kind of lost my thought for a moment, but we met people there and they were, I asked the guy and he's like, labor, Republicans. And I'm like, how does that make sense? There's no sense to it. But apparently labor is falling in the Trump camp. The working man is falling in the MAGA camp. And I found it distressing that, you know, this former Democratic laborer, this union guy, wait in line, front row guy, is telling me, no, man, I'm Trump, Trump or bust. I guess yeah. If there's a question, it's sort of a statement, but man, Republicans are owning the working class at this point.
No, the reality is Biden left an opening for Marco Rubio to step in and say that he's pro-worker. And the reality is he's never supported a piece of legislation that was pro-worker. He just hasn't. He voted against the bill, but did he vote for the one that gave the sick days? Did he propose legislation to ensure people get sick days? Did he propose any legislation to make workers' lives better? No. He simply took an opportunity to attack the president and attack unions. This isn't being pro-worker. Now, I would applaud Marco Rubio if he came forward and said, you know what? We're going to make sure every worker gets sick time. This is where the message needs to turn around. Every worker should have the dignity and respect of when they're sick, being able to stay home. When their kids get sick, they can make a doctor appointment down the road. They can have some time. The reality is unions fought for a weekend. These folks don't have one. They can't make a dental appointment 6 months into the future. This is a winning message for Democrats, and they dropped the ball on it.
Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin, unfortunately recently reelected, Rick, came out today and said this was the wrong action. I found myself weirdly disagreeing or agreeing with Ron Johnson in this case. But what he said is he thought effectively the president should have forced them into a cooling off period. Rick, that seemingly still would have.
They were in a cooling off period, Mike. I mean, that was what the president did over the summer. He signed the executive order creating the presidential emergency board.
More cooling off
brought us to this point. This is the cooling off period.
So this action today was unwarranted relative to the fact that, I mean, would it have precipitated into a strike in the short run, Rick?
Look, if there's no congressional action, potentially. I mean, the reality is, and this is where the frustrating part is, the rail barons were very clear. They were not going to give anything at all. They were okay with crashing our economy. They were okay with taking the power that we've given them by allowing them to consolidate from 40 railroads down to 7 over the last 2 decades. We've given them the enormous power to crash our economy. And this is where I keep coming back to. We need to talk about having something so powerful. We've got a nuclear
bomb. Rick, hold tight, man. You got a few more minutes for us? Can you stick around?
Absolutely.
More Rick Smith, more Devil's Advocates. Come back with us.
He said we're going the wrong way.
That is correct.
The Downtown Waukesha Christmas Parade is Sunday, December 4th, and WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM is proud to cover all the festivities. Parade coverage starts at 3 p.m. The coverage is brought to you by Mia's Kitchen and Pizzeria, delicious, fresh, homestyle Italian, and Planned Parenthood. Care no matter what. Affordable health care without judgment. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. And Albanese's Roadhouse, authentic Italian family restaurant, sports bar, and grill.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.